Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Why do some people get whatever they want out of life, while other people, it seems like they get nothing that they want? It seems like everything or everyone is against them. There's a lot of people who walk around in life completely empty, and we can feel this. In fact, these are people that we know they're not paying attention to us. You might know the feeling. It's when someone's talking to you and they're not really listening. They're fubbing you, as the term is called, snubbing you with their phone. In other words, they have their own agenda, their own side conversation. These are the same people that maybe at parties, instead of connecting with you, instead we call them climbers. Not connectors, but climbers. These are the people who are looking around the room and saying, who can advance my agenda? Who can help me achieve my goals? And when we look at these people, we can feel the emptiness inside. And as a result, there's no connection. And yet other people, you go up to them and, man, these people are totally interested. These people ooze grace and gratitude. These are the people that you actually want to be around. Why? Because they have so much left to give. It's not scarcity, it's abundance. These are the people that make sales. These are the people who have connections, who have contacts. These are the people who it seems like life opens doors for them. So how do you show up filled up? Well, I've learned it comes down to 8 simple steps. Let's unpack these one at a time. Step number 1, everybody wants something. This is what we fail to see. Many times we think life revolves around us, and therefore we're the only ones who have wants and needs. The reality is that everyone on planet Earth wants something. Zig Ziglar said, if you help enough people get what they want, they will help you get what you want. Now, when I heard that years ago, I thought that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean, it doesn't make sense. How can I help enough people get what they want, and then in return, I'll get what I want? Well, it has to do with showing up filled up. Step number 2, most people can't articulate their needs. I remember being at a park with my daughter when she was younger. I was pushing her on the swing. A gentleman came by and started pushing his daughter on the swing as well. I said, isn't it awesome that we can be here at the middle of the day pushing our daughters on swings? And he thought for a moment, he said, you know what? My boss doesn't even know I'm here. I have to sneak out just to spend time with my daughter because I'm in a job that I hate. I make great money, but my job isn't satisfying. What's interesting about that conversation was I was coaching at the time. And because I showed up filled up and asked the gentleman questions, I said, tell me more. What do you mean you don't enjoy your job? And he began to talk and he talked and he talked for about 20 minutes. And at the end of the conversation, he said, wow, this was amazing. And as we were pushing our daughters, he said, what do you do for a living? I said, coaching. He said, what do you mean coaching? Tell me about that. What does that mean? And I said, exactly what I've been doing the last 20 minutes with you. And he said, you know what? I'd like to hire you. Do you have any openings? In other words, I didn't need to sell the gentleman on anything. I wasn't even focused on my business. I was focused on him and his needs. What's interesting is he would not be able to articulate his needs when we first began our conversation. most people can't. Most people are so consumed with their own stories, their own life, that they can't see the clarity. It's only someone who shows up filled up, who's able to help them articulate their needs. This brings me to step number three, which is find out what other people need. Ask curious questions. So many times we do the talking, but we don't do the asking or the listening. In fact, as a publisher, many times I help people write their back cover copy. Most authors never use a hook sentence in the form of a question. But let me try it on for a moment so you know what I'm talking about. What was the most exciting thing that happened to you this last week? You can't walk away from that type of question. In other words, that question draws you in. And it's only someone who shows up filled up who can ask that type of question. Why? Because someone who shows up empty, it's all about them. It's all about their agenda. They need to brag. They need to talk. They need to tell you all about themselves. But it's the person who shows up filled up who can ask powerful questions. Questions can change someone's trajectory in their life. I know it has for me. And when other people have given me that gift of showing up filled up, it literally has drawn me closer to them. Step number four, help people get what they want. I shudder when I think back to when I first became an author. I got invited to one of these prestigious connecting events with all kinds of important people, agents, publishers, media relations. And I walked in there completely clueless. I had a stack of my business cards and I literally went from person to person and introduced myself and talked about myself and talked about my book and handed them a business card. Listen, the world is full of those people. And those are the people who get closed doors, who get unreturned phone calls and emails. Today, what I do is I walk in and I say, how can I help other people in this room? Who here needs my help? I'm going to go find out who does. And then I go and I try to add value to them. In other words, I show up filled up. And as people bump into me, out flows grace, kindness, gratitude, generosity. It doesn't always happen. I'm not always batting 1,000, but I'll tell you what, when I am truly aware of showing up filled up, amazing doors open. In fact, people come up to me and they say, how do you get clients wherever you go? How do you get connections? How do you form these business partnerships? It's because I'm not focused on filling my cup with other people. Instead, I'm focused on showing up filled up, giving to others. Step number five, broadcast belief. My friend Chet Scott says that people buy belief. Each one of us has good happening to us every single day. Some people think that the world is conspiring against them. I believe that the world is conspiring for me. Totally different. When you walk like everything and everyone is against you, guess what? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Your mind's eye goes out and tries to find evidence to prove that your belief is right. Therefore, make sure that you're believing the right thing. That's why broadcasting belief is so essential to showing up filled up. Number six, people who show up filled up understand that less is more. In other words, they're the people who don't always need to be speaking, who always need to be talking about themselves. These are the people who let their actions speak. Less is more. It's what they don't do and don't say that really sets them apart. When everyone is talking about the same conversation, even if it's just trivial things like who won the latest game, is oftentimes showing up empty. You have nothing to give. You have nothing to contribute. It's the people who walk into the room that attract others who have something different. Why? Because they're dialed into a different frequency. They're givers, not takers. They're connectors, not climbers. They're full, not empty. When people first hear this concept, show up filled up, they often say, if I do that, I'll never get my agenda heard. I'll never be able to talk about my needs. In other words, I'll just become a doormat for everyone else to walk all over me. Here's the crazy thing. By showing up filled up, you actually become an outlier. You become so unique and so distinct that you become irreplaceable. The secret is that to become valuable means that you will become visible. Let me say that again. By showing up with value and being valuable wherever you go, you become visible. You become the differentiator. And when you do, other people, especially fellow givers and fellow connectors, they want to give back to you. Step number 8, convert your credibility into currency. The ironic thing is that people who show up empty, they never get their agenda to be heard. Because they're fighting for the audience, they're fighting for the stage, they're fighting to be heard, they often are the ones who are overlooked. Why? Because they're just like everybody else. Everybody has needs, everybody's fighting for their agenda, and therefore, everybody gets overlooked. But it's the person who shows up filled up and keeps showing up filled up. It's someone who defers the ask, because here's one thing I know. Givers always want to get even. If you show up filled up to a giver, you're gonna get inside their head. They're gonna wanna get even and give back to you. Trust me, it works every time. And when it does, that's where you can convert your credibility into currency. You can be someone who says, you know what? Wow, thanks for asking. Here's one thing that I do need, or here's one way you can help me. Something about human nature says, as I take care of everyone else, some people will take care of me. Recently, my team was on a training. We were the clients. We paid the bill for someone else to train our team on some tools. You know what the person said to me after? The facilitator in our debrief session, she said, your team comes with batteries included. Now, she doesn't know the term show up, filled up, but that was her way of saying that our team shows up, filled up. She didn't need to motivate them. She didn't need to get them there on time. She didn't need to draw out answers. She said it was one of the best experiences that she had ever had as a trainer because our people were all focused on showing up, filled up. To me, it's not just a core value, it's a way of life. So if you want to get what you want out of life and people, show up, filled up.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. We invite you to join us at our annual Igniting Souls conference designed for authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers. You can learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. We look forward to seeing you there.